WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The folk revival of the early 60s boosted the careers of many forgotten blues performers. Most of these rediscovered blues guitarists played the eerie, introspective Mississippi Delta-style blues. But one of the most popular figures on the folk festival circuit was the blind Reverend Gary Davis, who fingerpicked in the ragtime-based Piedmont style. A new 3-CD anthology of Davis's work, called Demons and Angels, is now available. Music critic Milo Miles explains why Reverend Davis's pickin' keeps guitarists coming back for more.
Give us that buck, Dan.
Oh, boy. Is he here where you kick out fire?
From the time Gary Davis was 15 years old in 1911 until he was taken up by the coffee house crowd in the late 1950s, he played for money on the street. To keep at such a job for so long, you have to be driven and dedicated. To survive doing it, you have to be mighty good. The Reverend Gary Davis was all that. But unlike most blues obsessives, Davis burned with holy fire. He would read his Braille Bible through the night, preach as much as he played on the sidewalk, talk about being prepared to die until people made him stop. But the tunes from his voice and guitar would compel any heathen to sit through a sermon or two. Reverend Davis did supplement his income as a street musician by teaching guitar, especially after he moved to Harlem in 1944. He recorded the overwhelming majority of his records in his 60s and 70s after he was rediscovered. Around the same time, he began to pick up some pretty famous students: Bob Dylan, Ry Cooder, Jerry Garcia, Taj Mahal, and Jorma Kaukonen all took lessons from Davis. Supposedly, he always said, "You got the money, baby?" before he began. But it was only $5 for a session that might last all afternoon, with maybe a quick sermon thrown in.
Now I'm going to play a piano a little bit. Y'all would like to hear a piano? I've been picking a guitar a long time, but I'm gonna play piano now.
Reverend Davis's deft, inventive fingerpicking in many styles and keys put him in an elite circle of blues guitar masters that includes Blind Blake, Blind Willie McTell, and Lonnie Johnson. In the number we just heard, Reverend Davis explicitly underscored the influence of ragtime piano on his playing. But it was more than a matter of notes and rhythms. He radiated the majestic ease of a ragtime virtuoso, precise and surprising in all tempos. He could vary the mood of a religious tune from stern to frightened to almost joyous, so his numerous re-recordings are more fascinating than average blues remakes. Perhaps Gary Davis's most important student was a superb guitarist, Stephan Grossman, who has done more to preserve his teacher's legacy than anyone. Grossman assembled the anthology called Demons and Angels, The Ultimate Collection, though the title is misleading because it's not a be-all and end-all. Newcomers should try a couple other albums. The first is complete early recordings, which dates from the 30s and 40s, before cigars and singing over New York traffic roughened his voice. Another is Harlem Street Singer from 1960, which includes a roaring version of his signature tune, Samson and Delilah, and my favorite, Death Don't Have No Mercy.
Death don't have no mercy in this land. This don't have no mercy in this land. He'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and so somebody be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. But death will go in any family.
For confirmed Davis fans, Demons and Angels is his most diverse collection ever, and includes several definitive treatments and rare numbers. And yes, it has quite a few of his off-color secular blues, which he was reluctant to perform, but obviously enjoyed once he got going. There's even his own kind of gangsta number, She Wouldn't Say Quit. So the information and entertainment is there with Demons and Angels. You just have to ask yourself, you got the money, baby?
Milo Miles is a music writer based in Cambridge. He reviewed Demons and Angels, a new collection of the music of Reverend Gary Davis.